Thursday's message, Thursday's message. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Praise God and good morning, ladies in the listening office of KAJN. I'm so thankful to be here today. I'm thankful that God has a purpose and a plan. Indeed, He has a way to get His message, His salvation message, across to people all over the United States, all over the world. And praise God, I'm thankful as He is using me and you are listening in to this message. I am thankful that there are receptive ears, receptive hearts to the message of Jesus Christ and to His salvation. Let's go together in prayer today and commit this time to Christ. Father, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your guidance. We thank You indeed for the conviction of Your Holy Spirit. Father, I just ask that You just reach out into the listening audience. See the needs, Father. See the needs, Father, and touch the homes, Lord. Touch their hearts. Touch husbands and wives, Father. Touch children and bring them back together with their parents, Father. Father, we just give this time to You and dedicate it to You. We ask, Father, that Your word go forth and be proclaimed as You would want it to be proclaimed. And Father, we give You the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for all that is done today and in this life, Father. We praise You for Your almighty and merciful love. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We have been talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, about the place of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And if you've been listening to this broadcast, you've heard me talk about being a victim of drowning. Not myself, but you've heard me talk and use that in reference to becoming a Christian and to the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. You see, we have a little friend in our family who is the same age of our youngest son, our second to youngest son, excuse me, we have more children than I count sometimes. Wendy is 6 years old, 7 years old. She'll be 7 in October. Wendy and David were friends together. They were in Sunday school together. They were really so cute together because Wendy was red-headed and white-skinned and David was olive-complexioned with that dark hair. And the nursery workers would oftentimes put them together in the playpen and let them play together. And being a parent, I would probably say they were two of the brightest kids and most beautiful kids in that church nursery, of course. They really were beautiful. It was beautiful to walk to that nursery door and look over and see those two little one-year-olds, 18-month-olds, playing in the playpens together, talking to each other, enjoying each other in their own language. Well, during the summer, shortly after David's second birthday and just before Wendy's second birthday, tragedy struck. Wendy's parents were building a swimming pool, and somehow Wendy managed to get out of her house and to go walking where that swimming pool was being built. And it was formed, and there was about 8 inches of water in the bottom of the pool. And Wendy fell into that pool and drowned. Her mother estimated it must have been about 15 minutes before she realized Wendy was gone and then was able to locate her. And when she found Wendy, there was no life in Wendy at all. By the time she called a helicopter and or call the ambulance, and they sent a helicopter and were flying her to Herman Hospital in Houston, a lot of time had elapsed, and all during this time, there was no life in Wendy, no sign of life at all. She was brought to the hospital. The doctors worked on her. Indeed, they did bring her about to begin breathing. But you see, Wendy had drowned completely and had lost her life, and it was regained. But when she came back to life, she was like a newborn babe, a brand new babe, a day old. And they had to start all over again with Wendy, teaching Wendy everything about living. Everything about living. Wendy lost 2 years of her life. She became as a newborn babe and had to begin again as a newborn babe. Wendy is going to be 7 years old now. Although the doctor said that she would probably never get out of bed, she's walking. Now she has a limping gait. She's speaking somewhat, not very clearly sometimes. Her education is held back a little. But she has progressed beyond the expectations of the doctors. Indeed, there has been belief and faith that has been instrumental in Wendy's healing. The point is this. When Wendy drowned and was brought back to life, she was given new life. She was like a new babe. And she had to be taught, and is still, 5 years later, having to be taught everything about living. Ladies, I want you to see and to understand that is how we are in Christ. When we become new people in Christ, we are as newborn babes. We are as brand new babies in Jesus Christ. And because of that, we need teaching. You see, Christ came into this earth and brought salvation. And then he left. But when he left his Holy Spirit. And that is what this has been about all week long. Jesus Christ left this earth, but he left his Holy Spirit, and he left his Holy Spirit for a purpose. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Teacher. Indeed, that is what Jesus Christ has done for us. Jesus Christ brought us salvation. What a marvelous Trinity that is. God created us. He is omnipotent. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bring us salvation, to free us from the bondage of sin, and he sends the Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, and to instruct us, to comfort us. Praise God. Friends, learn more about the power and the grace, the teaching, the instruction, the comforting that is there for you through the Holy Spirit. Learn more. Don't shun the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. As you turn away from this radio broadcast today, I ask that you go into the book of Romans and read Romans chapter 8 and study it and be ready tomorrow to discuss it tomorrow. Be ready tomorrow to learn a little bit more about what Christ has for you in the Holy Spirit. Let God work in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit. And join me again tomorrow at this time. Praise God.